This is Rachel's talk show, and today we're going to be talking about recycling, which is something a lot of Americans actually don't take part in. As our waste is piling and piling up, many are actually ignoring the reality of having to recycle. Many countries actually have a great functional system that forces them to recycle and take care of all the plastic and all the waste to avoid landfills, but the United States can't seem to get together and come up with their own system. Many states among the United States were actually at some point forced into a recycling or had a waste management company pick it up for them, which made recycling so much easier. For example, in the article by The Atlantic, it states that Broadway, Virginia actually had a recycling program for 22 years, which helped immensely with the number of plastics being thrown away. This gave the people of Broadway, Virginia an easy way to recycle without taking time out of their day because it was picked up for them. And Virginia wasn't really the only one that had this waste management company pick it up for them, because a few years ago, my family actually did this program through waste management, and they would pick up our recyclings every Wednesday, but they eventually got rid of it because it became too costly for them. Due to the price raise, unfortunately, this so-called recycle pickup is no longer available because nobody wants to pay an arm and a leg when you can just throw everything away instead. And for a really long time, we were actually sending our bulk of recycling to China, which was also stated by The Atlantic, only because it was cheaper and they would take it there to sort it out and to be cleaned, but it was for cheap labor. But last year, our country actually put a restriction on shipping certain recyclable items, meaning we were no longer able to ship these recyclables to China, which raised the prices in turn, causing a huge decrease in the amount of people who recycle in the United States. And this really is horrible, considering that we are already really, really bad at recycling here. When something is made easy, people will actually do it. So the fact that this was taken away from us means that we will no longer recycle as much as we should, which in turn is hurting our earth. With that being said, The Atlantic states that recycling is actually no longer in the market here, which is so sad to say because our country already has the name, or they're known as, the country that throws everything away. I mean, who really wants that title? Because it really does not make us look that great. Considering that we are one of the leading powers of the world, we should not have the prices that we have because this shouldn't be an issue, considering that we could start our own sorting and cleaning business right here in the USA. Unfortunately, having one in the USA means that we will have to employ people slowly to go through materials, which is very expensive. This is stated by The Atlantic. And unfortunately, our greedy, money-loving government has their eyes on issues that don't need to be changed, rather than putting their eyes on a problem that could eventually lead to the extinction of multiple species, as well as rising the climate higher than ever before. The global climate change has already risen 1.62 degrees Fahrenheit since the 19th century and will continue to rise, which is also stated by NASA. The pollution of plastic isn't helping matters. This is only making it worse, because when plastic is put into the ocean, it rises the temperature dramatically, actually, because it is blocking the heat into the water, never giving it the chance to cool down. You know, I really find it disgusting and truly unfortunate that our government is so worried about money and other issues that don't even need to be talked about or changed, because there is no point in changing them and all they do is upset people. We really should be focusing on something that can actually hurt our world and the only thing that we have left to live on. They are too worried about money to try to reverse this pollution crisis, and people aren't recycling due to the fact that it's too expensive because our government doesn't want to stick their hands out and try to help our earth that we live on. Because actually, stated by Plastic Pollution Coalition, that our oceans will actually be filled with more plastic than fish by 2050, which is so scary to think, because that is only 30 years away. We have already done so much damage from our overuse of plastic items, and our government really needs to come up with a plan fast so we can catch up in the recycling game and really hope that the damage that we have done can be somewhat reversible or be slowed down, because at this point, there's really no hope left unless we start now. It really is horrible to think that our easy access to recycling has been unfortunately taken away, but there are still things that we can do to make a change. For example, recycling is still able to be done, but you really have to go out of your own way to do it. You have to collect your recyclables by yourself, and you have to take them to a dumpster or a store that actually does recycling for you, and you'll have to dump them off yourself, which a lot of people don't even have time for that because they have their own life and their own things to worry about, so why would they go and dump that off? But there is easier things that we can do, such as reusable items. You can use reusable straws, reusable cups. Everything that you can think of is probably has a reusable version somewhere. Although it might be more expensive, it'll be cheaper in the long run because you'll be able to keep it for longer. With that being said, there are multiple options for recycling, and we should continue to try our best with recycling, although it's not as easy as it used to be.